You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. The private art collection of David Bowie, which is largely unknown to the public, is going to be revealed for the first time. Nearly 300 works by artists including Damien Hirst, Henry Moore, Stanley Spencer are going to go on display at Sotheby's in London before being sold at auction in November. They're expected to fetch more than £10 million. Our arts correspondent Rebecca Jones has this exclusive report.
Behind three sets of locked doors is a private room at Sotheby's. I've come here with the artist and writer Matthew Collings to see some very special pictures owned by David Bowie.
You're seeing all the colours that you could possibly imagine at a very high rate of saturation.
We're standing in front of a huge spin painting by Damien Hirst. David Bowie had two of them.
He really valued Damien Hirst's glamorous freakiness.
David Bowie bought hundreds of pictures by modern and contemporary British artists, including Frank Auerbach, Patrick Caulfield and Graham Sutherland, and they hung on the walls of his homes.
How would you describe his collection?
It's a collection that reflects a particular personality. It's mostly emotional. I would characterise it as bohemian, romantic, expressive art. Art that calls for a gut reaction that's immediate, that you feel excited by straight away.
Everybody knows me now.
While the world knows all about his music, much less is known about David Bowie's life as an art collector. It was something he kept almost entirely hidden from public view, although he hinted at his passion in a BBC interview in 1999.
I'm not a buyer of things. I think the only thing that I buy, addictively and obsessively probably, is art.
I think he didn't collect to be swanky or to big himself up. He really collected because he had a use for that work, and it was a personal use to sort of knock his emotions a bit in order to change his state of mind. I would call that inspiration.
With the books, I have them all over the floor.
The artist John Virtue flings his sketchbooks across his studio. They're filled with drawings he's made.
To me. Fine one.
Spread out in front of him, he then uses them to create his large monochrome landscape paintings, a favourite with David Bowie.
I get a phone call saying, "Hi John, this is David, I'm in St Ives, can I come up and see you?" And I said, "Okay." And the whole of that day we were in the studio. He rang me in the evening, so I thought nothing but our conversations, I thought nothing about the works. I'm going back in on Monday to get some more. And he did.
And seven of them are included in the sale.
Let you be a gallery, put you all inside my show.
This is the journal that I keep sort of from time to time. I kept it on the 22nd of February 1994, which was the night I met David Bowie.
The novelist William Boyd was introduced to the singer at an editorial board meeting for the art magazine Modern Painters. And the pair became friends.
And I said, "Bowie had a small goatee. Up close, his face looked quite lived in. Baggy eyes. He's painfully thin. Mind you, he's almost 50 now."
How serious was he about art?
I would say extremely serious. I mean, he did go to art school. He wanted to talk about artists and painters and themes and movements. It was not a hobby or some sort of whim of his. It was a very, very serious, passionate interest.
He was a fantastically scuffed, disturbed, scribbly, impacted surface.
Back at Sotheby's, Matthew Collings is admiring the most valuable work in the auction.
Something that looks like a sort of graffiti door on the wall.
Air Power by the American artist Jean-Michel Basquiat is expected to fetch up to £3.5 million.
I would say that Basquiat really fits in with the sensibility of the rest of David's collection. I think that's to do with that visceral, emotional impact that he looks for in any work.
Our arts correspondent Rebecca Jones reporting. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.